Yesterday we discussed Tuf, Yudhi Tuf Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Ches, which was the crack chauffeur with a lengthwise crack. So, even though we missed the Se'if, but we're going to go on for now. Get back to that next week. Now we're going to go on to Se'if Tes, which is a widthwise crack. A crack on the circumference, I guess, going around the shofar. Yeah. So, the Mishnah told us that a shofar that is cracked and glued together is pasul. Then the Mishnah told us that if you glue together a bunch of pieces of shofar, it's also pasul. We'll get to that later today. Bezrat Hashem. That was Chavzayin, Mishnah Chavzayin and Rav. Then we have a Brice and Chavzayin and a Beis that tells us Nizdak Ba'arko pasul. That we discussed at length this week. And then the Braita says, L'rochbo, if it's cracked, not length, but going around the shofar, im nishtayer bo shir tekiya kosher, v'im lav pasul. If the non-cracked part is a shi'ur tekiya, it's kosher. If not, then it's not kosher. Now, what does that mean? So first of all, we shown and point out, when we're talking about a crack, we're talking about a crack that goes around a majority of the, I guess, circumference, is that the right word? A majority of the circumference of the shofar. If it's less than that, then it's okay. If it's going around a majority of the shofar, that's called nisdak l'rachbo. And then it depends if we have a shir tekiah. And the Gemara goes on to say, v'kama shir tekiah. What does it mean, have a shir tekiah? Pira yishirav and shimah ben gamliah, kadei shiachzenu biyado, you should be able to hold the shofar in one hand, v'yeroe lekan lekan, and you have to be able to see it coming out of each side of the hand. So it's basically a tefach, maybe it's, different types of tefachim, but we'll call it a tefach. Now, the same Gemara appears in Nida and Daf Chavav Amin Aleph. There, Rav Hoshaya Zeira, the Min Chavraya, tells us there are five things that have a Shir Tefach. It's in Nida because there it's discussing a miscarriage, it discusses the Shilya, the afterbirth. But then it goes that it discusses the Ezov. And between the Shilya and the Ezov, we have three examples that are Halacha L'Maisa B'Zman Hazeh. We have the Shofar. We have the lulav. Lulav is not a tefach, but a lulav has to be a tefach taller than the hadasim and the aravas. And we have the doifen of the sukkah, because we know we like to say 2.5 walls, and that half a wall is made up from a tefach, which, is discussed at length in Hilchos Sukkah. Fine. Now, over there, the Gemara then goes on to discuss these five things that have a shir tefach. And when it tells us this idea of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, k'dei she'achzenu b'yod v'yor l'kan l'kan, it adds in one word that our Gemara doesn't have, and that is the word tefach. Okay. Now, before we get into this shir shofar, so we said if there's a crack going around the shofar, if you have a shir tekiah, it means if you have a tefach which is basically uncracked. So the way Rashi explains this, and this is also the Rambam, and this is the first opinion in the Ran. I should have brought my shofar for demonstration. Okay, and this is my shofar. Actually, this is yours. No, this is my shofar. So I have a... probably should destroy someone else's wedding invitation. It goes around. So now I have a crack. If it's less than 50% around, it's okay. We're talking about more than 50%. So the way Rashi says it, you need a shir tekiah. That's a shir shofar. Is a tefach. So says Rashi, you need a tefach from the mouthpiece until the crack. If you have more than a tefach, let's say 4 fingers worth, between where I put my mouth and the crack is over here, great. So then it's kosher. If the crack is over here, then, says Rashi, it's not kosher. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara, the Rambam, and the first opinion in the Ram. Then the Ran goes on to bring down the Itter and the Ritz Geis, and they say, no, not necessarily. If this is the whole shofar, the tefach, you need a shir tkiah, which is a tefach. So the first group of Rishonim hold, it has to be near the mouth. The other Rishonim, the Itter and the Ritz Geis, they say, no. Even if it's at the beginning, right near the mouthpiece, as long as there's a shir tefach beyond the crack, that's okay too. What?
Don't we say kinnis dak dummy?
What does it mean kinnis dak dummy?
If it's like on the way being cracked, it's like it's really cracked. Or if it's
right. So when we had a lengthwise crack, we said there's three shitas, but it could be there's a shita, even a mashahu is also because the strength of the blowing of the shofar is going to cause it to crack all the way. When it's cracked widthwise, that's not supposed to happen. So we don't have such a rule. So therefore, if it's only cracked less than half, it's fine. If it's cracked more than half, it's as if the whole thing is cracked. Okay? So now, if you don't have a shir tkiah, it's puzzle. If you do have a shir tkiah, it's kosher. What does it mean, a shir tkiah? A shir shofar is a tefach. I'll say, just for the simple way of understanding it, I don't know, I was brainwashed by Rashi. I don't know if that's really a simple way, but I think most Yishonim do hold like Rashi. Is that between the mouthpiece and where the crack is, you need a tefach. So now I have a shir shofar. The rest, it could be as if it's cut off. I don't need it. I only need a tefach. So it's cracked over here. Great. You can take a chainsaw, cut it off. I don't need it. I have a shofar. That's a tefach. And that's fine. But these other Rishonim, the Itter, wants to say, that's a bigger chiddush. You know, even if the crack is over here, I don't have a tefach over here, but I have a tefach over here. I have a tefach on the other side of the crack, even though it's not near my mouth, which will present the problem, which the Gemara will discuss. I can't take a shofar and just, you know, if it's not on my lips and just, I mean, it's not going to blow, but if it were to blow, I can't hold the shofar away from my mouth and go and blow it. If it makes a sound, that's no good. It has to be on my mouth. So if the crack is close to the mouthpiece, it's just true, you have a shir shofar afterwards, but how does that help? Okay, well, Mishnah will discuss it. Okay. So that's one issue here that needs to be discussed. Okay, let's go right into the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah will discuss that. And then we'll get into the shir tkiah, the shir shofar, which is also actually a very interesting sugya. So we're in Tovkuf Peivav, Sif Tes, continuing to talk about the crack shofar. Tzivchas discussed a lengthwise crack. Now we're up to a widthwise crack. Tov, kuf, pev, up, se'if, tes. Nisdak le rochbo. I have a shofar. It is cracked widthwise. Around the periphery, around the circumference of the shofar. Mishra said, kut the mentes. Nisdak le rochbo. Hanu saviv hekefo. Around. Interesting. Okay, he wants to tell us how you got that crack. Okay, that's it. Continues the Machaber. Nizdak l'rochbo. I have a widthwise crack going around the periphery of the shofar, around the circumference. If it's bimiyuto, kosher. If it's just a little bit, it's kosher. Mishmasif kata nun v'lo domili nizdak l'arko. You can't compare this to the other case in Sifches, where is the lengthwise crack. The pasul of the Sif Chasel there is shown with the first opinion holds that even a tiny crack is going to be pasul. We should do shamay the chozik atzkiya because a lengthwise crack, the strength of the shofar blast, yachol bipaka yosab arach avelo brochav. It's going to cause the crack to continue and extend and eventually crack the entire shofar. A widthwise crack is not going to do that. So it's not going to do that. And therefore, b'mi'uto kosher. Continues the machaber. But if the widthwise crack goes around 51% of the shofar, beruba puzzle, then it's going to be puzzle. Why? Because it's as if ruba kakulo, it's as if the whole thing is cracked, and now basically you don't have a shir shofar. That's what the machaber continues. Ela imkei nish armehas sedek litzad pi, like Rashi, the Rabbam, and the first opinion of the Ran. Elin came nishar hamehas sedek litzad piv, unless between the crack and your mouth you have a shir tekiah. What's a shir tekiah? Continues the machaber. Da'inu arba'a gudalim, four thumb breadths. Basically a tefach. Ukishen ishtayer bokach kosher. And if you have between your mouth, mouthpiece, when you're putting your mouth and the crack, you have a full four gudalib, let's say a generous tefach, so then it's going to be kosher. And even if it's ma'akiv es tzkiya, even if it changes the sound of the tzkiya, it's still going to be okay. What if I glue it? So we already discussed glue and sifches. Glue and sifches, mishabur sifkata numbeis. Vindimko bederek afilon shar shir tzkiya nami kosher. And we make it like the Rosh when you glue it with glue, even if it's a majority of the circumference. A. B. You don't have a tefach between your mouth and the crack, but since you glued the crack, so the crack as if the crack is not there. Because Malcolm continues the Mishavar Kishi Shofar Achet Tov Yosef. Let's go. Okay, but it's better to use a non-crack shofar. But he doesn't. I don't know if he calls it B'diyad. Tov Yosef. Let's use a different one. But this one is okay too. Okay, Mishavar Sifkatan Nun Ches Elim Kein Nishar Me'asedek Letzad Piv Shir Tkiya. The tzad piv dafka near your mouth. Shei rovin hanisa kamadin ichras. When you have more than a 51% crack going around the circumference of the shofar, it's as if the whole thing is cracked off and that piece is not even there. So you need a shear tzkiya. So I'm blowing a shofar. The rest is if it's not there, so it's not there. I'm blowing a shear tzad piv. So that, but if I don't have a shear shofar by my mouth. In Cain, to Kayo Bishar, Mashiach Rashi Atzkiya. So then it's not like I'm blowing a shear for that, it does not have a proper shear. Okay, but what if I have a shear Atzkiya on the other side of the crack? That's not good enough according to this opinion. And the Dirshu footnote 57 explains why. Because you need a shear shofar by your mouth. The PVM is Dubak the shofar. I have to put the shofar on my mouth. I can't just blow it in midair. And therefore, I need the shear shofar next to my mouth. Okay, that's the Iker opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the, again, Rashi, Rambam, and Rosh. Okay. Right, continues the Machaber. V'yesh machshirim b'nishtayir afilu shelo litzad piv. There are those that say it's kosher even if the shear shofar is on the other side of the crack, not near your mouth. And that's, we said, the Itter and the Ritz Geis. Mishabur Sifkata Nuvav, how does that work? Mishabur Sifkata Nuvav, Afilu Shalom Letzad Piv, you have the Shir Tkia, but not Shir Shofar, not by his mouthpiece. V'yap, Apishizah HaMiyot Shebefiv Chotzei. So wait a second. Isn't that like just like blowing in the air and then having it going into the shofar? I need to put, that's no good. I need to have a shofar on my mouth.
What's the situation here?
The situation is, I have a shofar. I have a crack 2 fingers away from my mouth. But the rest of the shofar is okay. So the first opinion holds, that's no good. You need to have a full tefach by your mouth. The second opinion holds, as long as you have a tefach, even if it's on the other side of the crack, it's okay. The question is, why is that okay? Why is that? That should be like blowing, you know, long distance. Blowing long distance, where your mouth is not on the shofar, is no good.
Because it only starts at the crack.
Because the kosher part of the shofar starts by the crack. Right. Exactly. So that's what the Mishabur is addressing right now, Sifkat the Nubo. The Alpha Pisha Zehamir, this minority part, Shebefiv Chotzeitz, the minority part, which is right by the crack, which is right by my mouth, is Chotzeitz. It's a Chatzitza, it's a separation, it's an interruption between my mouth and the kosher part of the shofar. Vim Kein Yesh Hefsek Vim Piv LeShofar, there's an interruption, a separation between his mouth and the shofar. Loi Chashin on the Zehav. We're not worried about that. Why not? Because it's not like blowing into the air. Why is it not like blowing in the air? What's the separation? The separation is not a party blower. It's not a whistle. It's not a, I don't know what. It's a piece of shofar. The min b'mino eino chotzei. It's the part that you're putting your mouth on that doesn't have a shear tkia, but it's still part of the shofar. It's a min shofar. It's a piece of shofar. It's the same type of material as the shofar. And the rule is the min b'mino eino chotzei. It's not considered an interruption. The en anirono soit now. That's a little bit. There is a rule of min b'mino eino chotzeitz. But let's say I have a let's say it was cut in half, and I glue it back together again. That's no good. Oh, it's the same min hashofar. We don't say that. So that's what he's addressing right now, the Mishnah Berurah. The in and the rotor lokomot nital. We don't view it as if it was cut off and then put back on. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Right? So it's true, it's the same min, but the same min is not good enough, because if it's cut off and I glue it back on, it's the same min, that's still not good. Now, the most you show in the Holik, the first opinion, and that's clearly the preferred opinion of the Machaber. We have a Stam and then a Yesh Makshirin. So Stam and Yesh Malachak is Stam. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubishas Atchak, Efshir Yesh, Lis Machasorazu, if you're stuck, you're in Siberia, this is the only Shofar available. It could be that you could rely on the lenient opinion, the Yesh Makshirin, the Itter, and the Ritz Geyes brought down as the Yesh Makshirin here in Sif Tes. Look at the Sharatin Ois Tzadi Beis. Hine. HaPrichodosh Hiskim Nesvarazu. The Prichodosh went with the second opinion, the lenient opinion. V'chein HaRitva Kosev Shinur Lesvarazu. And the Ritva also goes with the Itter and the Ritz Geyes. Ela Shalamaisa Roy Locher Shalahachmir. However, Lamaisa, one should be stringent. Because the Zakein, who's the Zakein Paskin? Who's the elder of the Rishonim? Rashi's up. Shadavka Klapi Piv. So Rashi already Paskin, therefore, even though Misvara, there's reason to disagree. And when you're stuck, there's room to be Mako, but for her, Zakein, Rashi Paskin. And we don't want to go against Rashi. V'chein Rabbeinu Menach Perusha L'Rama, not the Shittazur, Rabbeinu Menach also seems to go with the lenient opinion against Rashi. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down the first opinion as a Stam opinion, and that means it's the Iker opinion, nevertheless. When you're stuck, you don't have another shofar, you can rely on this opinion. However, the Bira Gra Kosev Shekol LaPoskim Sover G'dei Rishon. So the Gra doesn't, we just listed four Rishonim and one Acharon, but the Gra holds that everybody really holds like the first opinion, and even B'Shas L'Chak sounds like the Gra would tell you that maybe he'd say it's better than nothing, but certainly would say he couldn't make a bracha. It doesn't say here if the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that you could make a bracha. It does sound like you can make a bracha, because he doesn't tell you that you can't make a bracha. Okay. So that's in terms of where is the width-wise crack. Is it closer to your mouth, or is it more than a tefach away from it? Fine. So here is where we come up with the shear, a shofar has to be a shear tkia, has to be arba'a gudalim, which is basically a tefach, maybe a generous tefach. Okay, now, the word tefach appears in the Gemara in Nidah. It doesn't say in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah the word tefach, but on the side of the page they kind of tell you, I don't know if they're telling you to add the word tefach or telling you elsewhere you do have the word tefach. It just says you put it in your hand, you have to be able to see it on both sides. When the Rosh brings down this halacha, it says, Kama Shir Tkiya, it brings down our Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have to hold it in your hand and be able to see it on both sides. V'hainu tefach, Kedarmin Meperek HaMapelas, like the Gemara tells us in Nidah. So why don't you just say tefach? We have it. She had tefach. Why you give us this funny lashon? Put it in your hand and make sure you see it on both sides. V'nakar ha'ilishna acha kedei shiachazenu. Why does the Gemara say you have to be able to see it on both sides? Lefaresh hatam lama nitnu bo shir tefach. To explain to us why there was given a shear of a tefach. So that people will see that you're blowing a shofar and not think that you're just blowing into your hand. Right? You have to see that there's a shofar there. So the way the Rosh formulates this din, the shir tefach sounds like it's a derabanan. Lama nitnu bo shir tefach? Why Hashem gave a shir tefach? That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like why Chazal gave a shir tefach. And then when you have a reason, it sounds like a Chazadika reason. So this sounds like it's derabanan. So look at the Shara Abir Alokha. Dibra Maskal Arba'a Gudalim. He skipped that around 10 lines as a period. Veda. Veda. The Meirosh, Besugyam, Bavosh, Shashir, Zeh, Einer, Elam, Midrabanon. The Shir Tefa. Amen. Again. Birzif. Test. Bir Alocha. Dibra Maskel, Arba'a Gudalim. And it's around 10 lines down on the same page. It is going to go on to the next page, but we're still on the first page. 10 lines down is a period. Veda, Dmei Rosh, Besugyam, Bavor. We have it? Shashir, Zeh, Einer, Elamid, Rabbanah. Kedei, Shil, Yomer, Lotok, Yod, Hutokeh. People shouldn't think. He's just blowing into his hand. Okay, Medivir, Toysis, and Sukadav, Zayim, Muchach, Nisvir, Leit, Shir, Tepa, Chum, and Atayra. Shir, Omru, Nelo, Chosh, Bama, Hezrak, Shir, Daraisa. Toysis, in Sukkah. So Tosis Sukkah over there is discussing the tefach of the Sukkah. 2.5 walls, you take a generous tefach, put it within 3 tefachim of the... Okay, not for now. And there, Tosis says that the 5 examples of 5 shi'urei tefach enumerated in Nida, Daf, Chavav, those are all the Araisa, says Tosis. That's against the Rosh, because the Rosh seems to say it's the Rabbana. Okay, so now we have a machlokes. Rosh Tosis is the sheer tefach of a shefer deraisa derabban. Now, there's a bunch of nafkaminas. A couple. So first of all, let's say you don't have a sheer. Let's say you have a 90% of a tefach. I don't have a full tefach shofar. I'm in Siberia. Is there any point in blowing that? So if it's pasul min ha-Torah, there's no point in blowing it. Not even be asked to blow it. If it's kosher min ha-Torah, just not with Shir Chazal, and you're stuck, so then I would think it's probably better. It would seem to be better than nothing. That's one thing. The other area, which is very interesting, which okay, we'll see now in the Bir Halacha discusses. We already said that if I have a shofar that was an avodah zarah dika shofar that belonged to a Jew, or a shofar that you got from an ir nidachas, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because it doesn't have a shear. Why doesn't it have a shear? Susei mechzel shiur. You have to destroy it. Since you have to destroy it, it's as if it's destroyed right now. If it's destroyed right now, it doesn't have a shear tefach. But if the whole shear tefach, according to the Rosh, is only midrabanan, so then this whole thing will be only midrabanan. It doesn't sound like that. If the shear is midrabanan, so if midrabanan is no shear shofar, you can't take susei mechzel shiur. So the whole thing is only derabana. Yeah, possible. It doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah and from the Gemara. So let's see the Bir Halacha spell this out. He brings down Tosfos says Daraisa. Bechenu mashmos loshem Rashi Rosh Hashanah gabi shofar shel ir hanidachas. It sounds like it's Daraisa. Ayn sham v'da odaf la Rosh Nishir tefachu midrabanan. Now he's answering for the Rosh. Is the Rosh going to say the whole concept of Tosfos Mach Shiur is only derabanan? Because min ha-Torah is no shir, become welcome. Gam the day Torah shir min ha-Torah. Kedei she efshel tkobo al kol panim. So it could be the Rosh has two shir midrabanan shir tefach min ha-Torah. I don't know, half a tefach, let's say. As long as it can be blown. Now it's funny that that would seem to be a technical thing. I don't know, why does Hashem need to tell me if you can't blow it, you're not yotze. If I can't blow it, I can't blow it. It's like a little bit of a funny thing, but. He says it could be the Rosh holds his two shear. The shear is tefach, it's just so it's not marasayan. People see that you're not blowing your hand, you're blowing a shofar. So that's the shear's midrabanan. But as long as we have any shear whatsoever, but half a tefach, so then when you're dealing with an avodah zarah, take a shofar that needs to be destroyed, you don't have two tefachim, two half a tefach. You don't have a quarter of a tefach, you don't have anything, zero. So therefore, it could be that Rosh holds that the Shia Tefach is the Rabbanah, but it doesn't mean that he holds that there's no Shia Daraisa, and that the whole concept of Ksusei Metzah Shiura and the Psul of the Erni Dachas will only be the Rabbanah. It can still be Daraisa because it's a different Shia Daraisa, and that's a Shia Tzkiah, as long as you can blow it. Vikomakom gam lididei tzok shir min atzera kidei shi erchel tzkobo al kopon. To the page. Umishum zeh pasen shofar shir erni dachas. Because it doesn't have the proper shear. Why not? Because you need a shear. Minat Torah. Oh, the tefach is there. Bottom fine. So Minat Torah, you need half a tefach. Let's say. The chain mash v'ksas gam loshen atoras kohanim, says the Bir Halacha. The kama shear shofar, says the Torah kohanim. Kidei tikiya. So there is some sort of shear kidei tikiya. Although that was a loshen. Good day. Shit here. So our Gemara already used the lashon of shir tkiyah, and the Gemara defined shir tkiyah as a tefa. So I don't know why this is different exactly, but he wants to point out that it could be that there's two different shiurim, shir d'oraisa and shir d'rabbanan, according to the Rush, and that will at least answer the kasha on susim of shira. It doesn't answer what if I find a shofar that's 3/4 of a tefa. I'm in Siberia. Is there any point in blowing such a shofar or not? If the whole thing is d'rabbanan, so it could be according to the Rush, you should blow such a shofar. Maybe you should make a bracha. I assume you shouldn't make a bracha. But if you're stuck, it's better. It seems to be better than nothing. That's if test. Okay, I guess we'll stop. That's tough, kuf, pay. Loves if test.